They said if he come crawling out there and we ain't heard from him yet, then the FedEx called the Air Force, had no comment.
I'm sure that's what the colonel was supposed
to do. Yeah, you have some questions that you want to ask him.
You haven't heard from University of Colorado on the Dr. Condon group yet,
have you?
No, we haven't.
Well, no. They are supposed to send a man in here to look this up. I think one of the employees said sightings of yours and several others on in May.
Yeah, so now, let's see. You've started to fill that Keenan report out, which is...
Yes, have you? I started to, but I thought maybe somebody would send me something from the government, you know,
yeah.
I wasn't going to fill it out until,
Well, of course.
I don't think they will.
They have it covering things there.
Yeah, that's right. No, it was quite interesting that you took that to, took the piece of metal. Of course, it's so small that its significance may be difficult now.
Did you get any reading of that?
Yes, no, I haven't had it analyzed.
Did anybody check the area out there for any radioactivity?
Yeah. It's in the day's paper.
Did it's
in your,
it's in your pocket, I believe.
You got
the higher here than the
higher reading, but you're not being familiar with it.
I am.
Yeah.
So that's the actual paper.
This is, Lincoln's done. I got two more papers in there with it.
I told this reporter in Lincoln, he sent some people out here.
What is that?
It's an article all the way down the pavement.
This is in the
Dark Gray. Goes all the way down here.
Lincoln Journal for Friday, December 8th, p.m., right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. See, this is why we should get that Lincoln paper on that other sighting. See, there was a sighting the Tuesday night that we came out here at 11 o'clock. Again, see, and we haven't been able to learn the names of anybody.
I've got two more officers, elderly women.
They seem the same thing.
I haven't had a chance to talk to them.
They're right.
They're afraid of Podlisky.
Well, we can talk to them without Podlisky. That is, if you would, if you could ever get him to where you want to call him up here.
Right. 8 micro wrenches. About 160 times higher than normal.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah.
Has no training in that.
Yeah, now, on that metal piece, there's a physics man, Dr., his name was J.G. McMillan at OU, that's quite interested in this, and he may assist you.
See?
No, I couldn't get hold of him. He had some meeting going on.
We have a group of people organized here, different networks, which we can call.
I'm not going to send it to the government. I'm a little bit leery. I might not have any of them done again.
If you give them anything, you'll never get it back.
That's right.
No. If you have any pictures, they usually try to get your negatives, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, you see, now, there was an incident in Omaha where we went and got some material in a guy's yard, and I measured it and took pictures of it, and he worked for Allied Chemical this spring as a guard. Well, he took the material down there to their chemist. And the first thing you know, the guys from Offutt Field were there, but he managed to hold back a big chunk about like that, and they took a photograph of it at Allied Chemical of the pieces that were in a gallon can. Well, the only thing that he had left was the photograph, and the Offutt got all the little piece of wire and some of the things we thought would be good for him to still have. He don't have them anymore.
I got some of it to Western Electric, and they ran a... spectrograph on it, which is a pretty high class test, and they told me exactly what they found. Did you get any report on your piece of metal yet?
I haven't. I guess I had analyzed. I have not had eye on it.
We got this from this fellow, and
now this extra radioactivity is very important.
What's OPPD officials got to say about it?
I didn't say that.
OPPD officials in Ashland, what have they got here? Has OPPD got an office here? They do. Well, we noticed there's a big switching or transformer place out by that power station, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a If I had my map in here, I'd show you, but there's a 69,000-volt line comes up from Louisville and crosses the highway out here, and then it cuts straight north about where those switching or that big transformer is.
Well, this may or may not have...
There's evidence around the country where these are seen usually in the proximity to large power lines frequently.
There's no power lines.
No. Yeah.
Well, we got it here. We're her side. This is right straight out here.
Yeah.
And these power lines that are in this substation, more or less, that's over here.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a 3 miles,
you know? Let me push it over.
What I have to say, and then I'll get out of this.
We had heard in a cafe Tuesday night that there was a couple girls. Now, did these girls tell you about this light so that you went out there?
No,
did you find it on your own?
I found this on my own.
I'd sure like to find out
that two girls called them.
Yeah,
they said they think they seen something, but they didn't want to give any names or
anything. Yeah, see, now I have a daughter that's going to nursing school, and she's got a friend here by the name of Pat or Pam Johnson, and she's of the opinion that this is a hoax. That's the story she's telling my daughter down at school, see? And, but the thing is, this is the sort of thing that sometimes puts you on the spot, both of you, because,
it's not anything that you probably desire to get involved in, because a lot of times people in the past have regretted that they ever got
involved. Also, this is my way of covering it up. They try to
smear you.
Or anybody connected with anything that you know the truth.
They do this with their
call names or their losses.
That way it makes you feel good. That's why you're on the lie detector test. That's one of the things that, who was interested in that? Afro Lawrence and out there? Yeah, that's one of the things that they're.
Although I don't know how much authenticity is involved there.
In those tests. I mean, you didn't, this guy didn't see you, did he? He never came out yesterday. Kim Craig?
No.
Okay, well, I'm through about this because there seems to be a need to check out a couple of these girls and verify that some way. And then you say that there's a couple of older women.
Yeah.
They don't care any publicity.
Around this town here, you're going to find out that these kids around here are really going to put a hoax on people.
Yeah.
Don't make a difference who he is, what he is, or what
they
he does.
They can associate with these police officers.
Oh, right. Definitely.
They can give you a rough time, right? In any...
All the time.
They don't seem to be harassing them. Too much. Yeah. But sometimes somebody can start a nice little rumor to discredit the whole thing.
Did you ever see one of these before, or lights, or any form of these before?
How about you?
I've never been being close
or around anyone who had.
Where are you going, south on 6?
I'm going toward Waverly, maybe south.
We'll call south on 6. And you can see it just when you come along the side of it.
How about the first
time? I glanced right there, you know. I was going quite fast, and I glanced. And, I noticed red lights, and I thought it was a truck. So I figured, well, since these lights weren't flashing, and I stopped. I pulled in this little place where we turn around all the time, and I looked at my watch.
I always look at my watch. It's a habit. You know, you get out a ticket, you watch what the time is, you know.
And I turn around, I come up on the object, and I put my lights on bright, and it just lit up like a Christmas tree, and the red lights started flashing on and off. These lights were not on the outside of the craft. They were on the inside.
Were they a point light, like a spotlight or a glow?
You see one of these, take a big red light like this, flashing on.
That would even observe the path? Yeah.
Well, it's one of that shadow, but that was on the inside, and through the horrible,
When you first saw a light coming up on the road, or when the thing got your attention, was it light that got your attention? Were the lights near the top, like they'd be on the top of a semi?
No.
December 7th from Geneva, Nebraska.
What did it say in that?
Let me shut this up. I didn't work at all. My morning.
I had a report.
I seen that. Don't ever say you seen it.
UFO.
Just leave it off.
That's it.
I'm just talking about it.
saw that one that landed in the
coming out right now.
Yeah, I think it's okay now.
Well, anyhow, there seems to be evidence. There seems to be evidence that they could have picked up.
I've checked with some guys out there that live out there. They've tried to ask local residents around to ask them.
More common say by me.
They deny anything ever landed there.
Where it was Farmington, New Mexico, it's all covered in scully book. And they're supposed to have actually had this one land there, and they had it in the paper,
but the paper was missing when you go to the get the microfilm.
The microfilm tapes were all, and that day's missing out of the microfilm copy. That was 10 years later when I went there.
But then I went over to the scalp, or the,
there was a gangway today.
Yeah,
or
the,
why was it missing out?
So there's quite a bit to that side of it. Now let's see. One of these fellows was asking me on the way down if you said there was no legs or anything on the thing.
Negative.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I asked if there's anything for two of them.
Yeah. But of course, that doesn't mean anything because just as many of them have been seen all over the country without legs.
Yeah.
In fact, more.
Of course, it wasn't touching either.
Yeah.
It was hovering.
It was
hovering over the ground. I mean, it made no noise. It made no noise at all.
Now, wait a minute. What about your lights on your car? Was your car running when you pulled up to it?
Yeah.
No effect on it?
Huh?
No effect
on it? I saw my own heat because I had low gear. I just kind of put your lights on.
Didn't go out, man.
No.
At any time. And you had them left on all the time while you sat out?
Yeah. It was kind of right on the odds. You went to my lights, the bright lights did. That thing just shot a big, like a big bright light, you know, and just flared up, you know.
Where's
the light?
Was
the light? Was the light? Was the light? Was
the light? Was the light? Was the light?
Was the light? Was the light? You ever heard of full thing siren? Like on a fire truck or a police car. But it had more of a tension. It went faster. It had a weirder howling and went a little bit faster than that as long. And this is what it was doing when the beam was coming out for it. It just shot straight up in the air. I mean, it stayed like that, I guess, maybe. I don't know how long the time it is.
What color was it being when it came out?
Orange is red.
Sound too. There's the song in the air.
Now, the fellas you're talking about are Pat and his brother, right?
Right.
Yeah, see, because this is a tape. And
some are very quiet. Make sounds. Now, were there any dogs around that you heard howl?
No, the cows were acting up real bad here in town.
They just
headlong. I never seen cows act like this before.
Well, was this before you spotted?
Yeah, and I said, well, I'm gonna start checking around town to see what's going on. You know, the town was dead, and I got out here by the highway. You know, usually when cows act up, you know, there's something.
Yeah, you could.
And then I saw it come on. After I clicked about 20 times, so it's up, you know.
Well, that's a possibility.
Yeah, this is interesting. Now, what was this about the surface that you said? That it was, what, shiny or something?
Real brilliant, shiny like aluminum. It's real bright. I mean, it's got a real bright light in it, you know.
It's glow.
I mean, glow or brilliant.
So bright that you had yellow glow.
Was it a sharp white light or kind of bluish white? Did you see any windows or anybody moving around?
No, I didn't see anything moving inside.
I noticed inside the red lights, it had little black lines, you know, little straight lines going like this.
Yeah, vertical lines.
Yeah. That was the inner part of the red light.
Behind.
Yeah. Was there any kind of, anything that looked like in the signal?
No.
Now,
there have been a couple of sightings where the people claimed to have seen a door frame or
maybe the biggest one.
Yeah. But what about this confidence? And I think we missed that. I had this tape here. You said that they were acting up before this around the edges of town.
Yeah.
And usually they were enough unusual. You said something about them.
They were, I mean, I never seen cows go like that. I mean, they had them all over me. It was scary, you know.
In other words, the cows seemed to be disturbed.
Yeah, they were very restless.
Well, that could be in a reaction like his dog, Pat's dog there, you know, which really shook up Rod. How did your dog react? Was he a chihuahua or something?
Yeah, it's a chihuahua. He'd run around the yard and jump on a picnic table.
He'd scratch at the door, you know, door, barking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, was that woke he left the dog barking, or did he let him out?
Well, first there's the dog barking.
Yeah, I heard this noise.
And then, through the hallway, then the top of the hallway, there's the window. And I kept looking out, you know, and watching this thing. And I kept going just as far as I could, you know, if I could see it. And then when I ran downstairs, out of the hallway, it was gone.
So there's what, California Interstate crosses 24, or Hudson, 24 Street.
Yeah, I'd be down by the telephone.
Right.
They were the
I'm coming first. Not the street, but the interstate now. And
parts are ready. 24th Mata or Victor up on the
camera. Yeah, well, I don't know.
I've heard. Maybe we could get to my car, you know. Do you ever take a pipe and take a piece of rubber in and push it through it like a suction?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what this made where it went straight up in the air.
Yeah, well, it probably would. Anything to be moving rapidly through the air.
Well, the side
of it. Well, straight up out of sight. I didn't think that would. I was just looking up at it. He also said when he came upon it was 6 8 feet above the ground. It wasn't.
I was looking at it when it started going like this.
Yeah, it was just kind of moving. Going like this. That when it raised up a little bit more, it was going like this. It got up to about 50 feet. I said, I don't know actually how high it got up, but I would say it was 50 feet.
It was almost as high as the surface of Highway 6 then when you first saw it.
Yes, it was almost that high, yes.
And there's no other trucks or anything went by in this time, because this total time elapsed was maybe what? Less than 3 minutes or?
1.5 hours.
1.5 hour.
We got
one half hour.
Yeah, that's when I got back to the station, it was 3 o'clock.
Man.
You don't know exactly how long he did one.
Wow.
He looked like he was out there.
I felt real weak.
By this.
Well, this might have had some physical effect on him. He has had on other people.
I've asked him every question under the sun. I asked him what time if he received a large. He said yes, it was 2:30, and what time he got. The next time he looked at him, he said it was about 3 o'clock. He come right back here to the station.
No.
It's the time in. He didn't know anything about our two-way radio.
I couldn't hear it when he called me.
Well, I would say it could have been quiet that time.
Yeah. But did it seem to you like it was a half hour?
Well, I got back to the station, so it just seemed like me like it was 5 minutes. That's why I wanted to ask him the time.
Yeah.
The half hour.
So evidently, you either observed it for a short time, I don't remember, or something when he went in here.
These people never talked to me. I don't know. I do know that a car went through there at exactly 5 minutes after 2, and there wasn't anything there at that time.
Yeah.
So we didn't see it. You know, he went through there at 2 o'clock, 5 after.
How long were the cars that had taken up there before you cleaned up?
I checked all the flashes. I guess it was about 45 minutes. I got kind of scared.
Here that was seen in Beaver. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, August 8, 1965, courtesy of NICAP, and the time explosion was made by James Lucy, was about 45 feet in diameter, and it's on about page 90 of the book Flying Saucers, A Serious Business by Frank Edwards. It's a Bantam book, number S3378, paperback. One of several photographs in here, but Mr. Shermer feels that that's about the closest thing that really looks like what he saw.
And he goes on to
sort of a different
that was off of his, off his camera flash, or that's
but the time exposure there.
I wonder how far away he was.
But that's pretty
yes, sir. Pretty well, looks like it, sir. Mm-hmm. We believe it. It's about, well, sir, I've only saw it one time.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That ain't too bad here.
Because that's fairly close.
It's just a glow.
That's just a piece of
come on.
And it looks just like that.
There's that big glow or beam was more than white.
The beam that he's talking about is red.
It wasn't a straight beam like a spotlight, but it was like a half sphere, like flame coming out at the bottom of it.
Had it all gone.
Shaped like it. Well, I don't know. Now, see this one here? This is the one taken near Mendo, Oregon. Now, at home, I have this picture. I have this picture here.
He talked about those guys. Hard. Hard. Hard.
Television, so the one that we have channel 7 is one of those.